Tito coming down in 3, 2, and 1. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. So the Indians have a day off. Now they start a 10-game road trip here with the first three in Baltimore. And, Terry, this is a club we just saw recently. It looks like they're starting to slowly put the thing together again.
I think that's a good read. They're starting to feel better about themselves. Some of the early season things that didn't go right are starting to go right. You know, beginning with getting Weeders back, which is a huge thing, and then getting their third baseman starting to, you know, he's player of the week and getting hot. They've got a sort of a strange assortment of, they got a lot of outfielders right now, and they may have to make a move before the game, but they're matching up late in the game, left, right, and they're getting power from everybody. And so they're doing it in different ways. But their pitching is starting to come also.
Boy, and it's unusual. We're so used to the East being the beast, so to speak, in the American League. But you can be just kind of mediocre right now and you're only 2-3 games out because nobody's really established themselves in the East this year.
You know, Hammy, it's – and again, I don't know mediocre, I'm not sure. It's just that there's so much, whether you use the word parity, however you say it, just every team for the most part hasn't been able to stay away from that stretch where it's brought – where it hasn't let anybody really run away with something. I mean, there's some teams that certainly look good and you expect them to kind of pick it up. But everybody's had that little thing where they've lost 7 out of 8, and it's brought everybody kind of towards the back.
You've managed so many games in this park when you were in Boston because you'd be playing, 9, 10 games a year here in this park. Has this park, in your mind, changed at all, anything as far as how you manage a game and whatnot?
Well, I know when it first opened, it just seemed like every time a ball went up, it was to the warning track, and you kind of held your breath. Now, I think with the more of the newer ballparks, I think the trend is that, you know, they want fans to be on closer to the field, so there's less foul territory. You know, there's the balls seem to carry in some of these newer ballparks, so maybe this ballpark seems more fair than it used to. Now, as far as the ballpark goes, I think they did a great job. And you come here year after year after year, and it looks the same, and it just has that feeling. And I know they probably caught a break with that warehouse out in right field, but it's just a nice place to play baseball.
Well, tonight you send your ace, Corey Kluber, and I know he's not had a year like last year. Tito, are there any concerns at all with how he's pitched?
Well, I mean, we want everybody to win every time they go out. And I think, like a hitter that maybe starts out not hot, you know, Klubs can, you know, he's capable of getting hot. And if he does that for the last 4 months, okay, he might be 3 or 4 wins short of what he could have been. But that doesn't mean he can't put us on his shoulders, which he's very capable of doing.
Has he been as sharp in your mind as a year ago?
Well, not every time out. I also think there's been a lot of games when he's been pretty damn good. And we have not scored for him very much. I think there's a lot of games where there's more that comes into play than just maybe the final score. And I think up to this point, Klubs has kind of come out on the wrong side of that. That'll change. His stuff is too good. He's too good a worker. I always believe in Klubs.
Tito, have you seen a different approach from other teams and hitters now this year?
Well, we did last year, too. And it even goes from inning to inning. And I've talked to other guys. Sometimes they don't want to hang around when he's sharp and get the 2 strikes because that's not good. So they'll go up and try to maybe ambush early. But then maybe some other times they'll be like, okay, we can get that pitch count up. That's sort of different. And again, that is probably almost with any pitcher. But when you start to gain some of the elite status that Kluber has, teams pay attention more.
See, Nick Swisher's on this trip. Just to talk to him here briefly, he had a bat in his hand. He looks like he's starting to feel better. What, any kind of a game plan there now, Terry?
He's out now. He went out. We had early BP, and he went out and did some stuff in the outfield, you know, like position-specific stuff, which is good. And he's trying. He's doing a good job. And he is bouncing around pretty good. And then he took a bat and went and tracked balls with Trevor throwing a side day. So, again, he's doing everything he can. And I think we're doing this for the right reasons. And he understands it. And every once in a while, he might need reminded, but that's okay. But it's we just want, when we get him back, want him to be able to play. And he like I said, he understands that, and it'll make it better for everybody.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Indians and Orioles on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.